Hello, welcome to day 28 of CryptoLife 365. This is Michael Tozzoni, and I am having a really nice day. If you hear a little bit of splashing here and there, it's because after spending all day walking all over Montreal, I am actually sitting in a really nice hot bath to relax my aching feet and muscles. We spent quite a lot of time walking around Montreal's botanical gardens today, which were divided into a whole bunch of separate regions by places from all over the world. So there were flowers, there were vegetables, there were mountainous areas. So there were mountains, including plants that grew on mountains, including an Appalachian section, which is right next to my home right now. There was an Australian section, which interestingly was completely barren. I'm not sure if that was on purpose or not. And there was even a Carpathian Mountains area, which is right next to or borders on my country that I came from, Ukraine. So there were some plants there I haven't seen in, God, I don't remember. It was like since I was maybe 7 or 8 years old. So that was a nice little flashback there. And the gardens even had indoor greenhouse type of gardens that had separate specific climates. So there was an entire area dedicated to rainforest tropical plants. There was an entire area dedicated to arid areas like deserts. There was full of cactuses, obviously. There was an area dedicated to plants that we get our food from, so it was really interesting to see where or what kind of plants we get things like cloves and chocolate and coffee and bananas and cinnamon, which is apparently just a bark, or vanilla, which is just fruit that we kind of let dry and ferment and rot for a while until it dries off and starts to give off the scent that we all like. And I had no idea that, for example, bananas were grass. So all kinds of interesting things we got to learn. And then we got to walk around the Olympic Stadium. Montreal was the site of the 1976 Olympics. So as I'm guessing was all cities, they spent a lot of money building all the Olympic facilities, and then they just exist there. So they stay as sports complexes and tourist attractions, and this was no exception here too. This Olympic Stadium is actually set up where there's an inclined tower on one end of the whole stadium, and from that tower is suspended cables that hold up the fabric that is the roof of the entire stadium. And that tower is apparently the tallest leaning tower in the world. Not the most interesting one, I guess, because that would be probably Leaning Tower of Pisa, but it is the tallest. So we went up to check that out too, had some nice views. And the stadium was open, had a really nice warm pool, was a whole lot of pool toys, and it was really enticing. Unfortunately, we were too tired, and it was just not really a good day for it to go swimming there. But yeah, long walk. Coming back, great day, lots of exercise, lots of things we learned, lots to see. So now we're just back home enjoying ourselves. And this morning I was reading up, and there's a couple more interesting articles on bitcoins and blockchains. And one of the things I thought I might talk about are these wonderful things called blockchains, which apparently solve everything in the world. It's like blockchain is the best thing. Like if you want to find a cure for cancer, the answer is blockchain. If you want to know how to generate as much energy, like unlimited amount of energy, just put your, electrical company on the blockchain. If you want to use flying cars, we haven't had flying cars, and the Jetsons told us we'd have flying cars many years ago, and we still don't have flying cars. Well, the best way to do that, put your car in a blockchain. It'll fix it up and it'll fly right away. Or at least that's the idea that seems to be going around everywhere and being pushed by most companies. Of course, the reality is that's not quite true. Blockchain is, as somebody brilliantly put it, it's a distributed Excel sheet. So think of it as everybody, like you and everybody else, has an Excel sheet, and whenever you make a change to any of the cells in your Excel sheet, you post that online and everybody else changes that same value in their own Excel sheet. And that's pretty much what a blockchain is. And I am not kidding. That is literally all it is. It's just a database that sits on everybody's computers. And every time somebody changes something in their database, everybody else changes their own database too. Which, I mean, right away you can probably tell that this isn't very efficient, because if everybody has to have a copy of the database and everybody has to monitor changes to those databases, that's already really, really redundant, where you're wasting not only space where everybody has to have a copy, but time, because everybody has to spend all this time monitoring it and changing it. It's much, much faster just to have one database and everybody will just go and look at it if they need to actually get something changed. And we have much better databases than a blockchain already. The blockchain does not solve any problems. The only problem that the blockchain solves is the problem of trust. The reason Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies exist on a blockchain is because if a single party was controlling this blockchain, that there is no way to, this database, there's no way to stop the single party from screwing around with the database figures, numbers. And that's exactly actually what happened with banks. Bitcoin is supposed to replace banks such as private banks and central banking, specifically because banks were no longer trusted back when the 2008 crash happened. And in fact, that's actually when Bitcoin was invented and the idea was come up with, was right after the 2008 crash and subsequent banking bullshit. So when banks have their own database, you deposit money, you trust them to update their database to reflect that the money was deposited. If for some reason they don't, then you don't really have any recourse, because they say you have money, they say no you don't, so I mean, what's going to happen? Likewise with central banks, they have databases that keep track of how much money was created, and like over 90% of US dollars are not physical cash at this point. They're all zeros and ones, just like Bitcoin. It's just that they're all zeros and ones on a single database that is controlled by a single central bank entity. Actually, there's a couple of central banks that work together, but that's beside the point. And you don't know if that database is get tampered with. Like, you don't know if more money gets created. Obviously, it does. We have inflation, but you don't know how much. You don't know when. And you can't trust that it won't be won't have too much of it created, which would cause hyperinflation. You can't trust that some of it might disappear, or that some of it will go someplace it's not supposed to. And the only way to solve that problem is to make it so that nobody is in control of the database. The only way to make it so that nobody is in control of the database, such as central banks or banks or central entities, is by having everybody be in control of the database. And the only way to make everybody be in control of the database is by taking this big spreadsheet, which is database, and having everybody have a copy of it, and everybody verify that everybody else's copy is the same as everybody else's copy. So if anybody tries to change something they're not supposed to, you have a copy of your own database, and when they send you something that's not legitimate, you can check it against your own database, see that it's not legitimate, and tell them, no, this is wrong. I verified it against mine. Yours does not match mine, so yours is wrong. So that is how Bitcoin blockchain keeps everybody trustworthy. There's no need for trust. You verify yourself. It keeps everybody in check. And that's how Bitcoin is able to survive being trustless without anybody being in control, because everybody's in control. But that is the only reason you would ever need a blockchain, because blockchains are slow, they waste a lot of resources, they waste a lot of storage space, they're super inefficient, but they're perfect for situations where you need trust, or you can't trust other people, or you want to make sure that the system overall is performing exactly as how you hope or expect it to perform without anybody secretly doing something behind the scenes. So we have companies that, as I mentioned, they want to put blockchain in everything. They want to put it in energy. They want to put it in communications. They want to put it in, tracking wine, tracking rice, tracking a bunch of things. The problem is all those things are still relying on a single party. So, for example, let's say there's one coin's a scam, don't buy one coin. A coin that I have heard of before was called the Think Solar coin. The idea is that if you use solar power to generate electricity, then you will be able to get solar coins from this entity that you can spend on other things. So it's basically like a reward for generating solar electricity, and it's supposed to incentivize solar. So they're putting solar on the blockchain. Yay, it sounds great. Problem is, there's no way to actually prove that the electricity that you're generating is coming from solar. You can have them come check out your solar installation, your solar panels, verify that everything is right. They say, okay, you qualify, you can now generate solar coin. And then once they leave, you just plug your solar panels into your power outlet and use the local power company to generate coins. I mean, there's nothing to stop that. Likewise, they are using blockchains, I guess, to pay out the coins, but I mean, there's nobody actually specifically mining, or more specifically securing the creation of new coins. So there's no way to actually know that these coins aren't being inflated. Like, how do you know that the new coins being issued are being created by somebody who is actually legitimately or illegitimately creating solar power, or the company is just paying themselves by creating solar coins? Or same deal with issuing shares on the blockchain. So this is kind of a point of contention because there are some benefits to this, but the general idea is that if I'm a corporation and I think, oh, we're going to issue shares on a blockchain or issue gift cards on a blockchain. Yeah, gift cards are a better one. So we issue gift cards on a blockchain. And why? Because blockchain is awesome. It makes flying cards and cures cancer. But the problem is, yeah, you'll be trading these gift cards, but these gift cards are still tied to this one single company. If the company goes under, then your gift cards are worthless. It doesn't matter if they're on the blockchain. It doesn't matter if you can trade them trustlessly. You're still trusting a company that is issuing them. And if you still have to trust that one single company, then why not just have that single company run a database that tracks who owns it? Like, they don't even need to know your name. They can just use a single database instead of a blockchain. And that single database you can log into to verify that you have those gift cards and that you are, and that allows you to send them to other people or to spend it. Just, yeah. One database is all you need for that sense. There's no need for trustlessly trusting a single party. And there's a whole lot of these kind of examples out there. So basically with blockchains, it is a fad. Quite a fad, actually. It seems that a lot of companies don't even understand what the hell blockchain is. They kind of get into it thinking, and this is actually true. Some companies create marketing material where they actually put blockchain in the marketing in order to raise interest and raise more money, even if their actual ideas don't really rely or use blockchains. I mean, it's gotten stupid. So if you see somebody marketing it's blockchain or whatever, just remember blockchains don't actually solve any issues or any specific problems besides the problem of trust. If it is a single company that you still have to trust in order for this thing to work, you don't need a blockchain. If it is something that can be run on a database that you do not need to trust anybody else for besides the person running a database, you don't need a blockchain. In short, the only time you really need a blockchain is if you want trustless currency, or to a point there are some securities that, like, if you want to be able to hold a stock share yourself as opposed to being held by a brokerage, like most of them are, and you want to be able to see publicly whether more of these stock shares get created or not. So one issue that happens with stocks is that when you buy stocks on a brokerage, you actually have no guarantee that you'll actually have the actual stock share. And most of the time, you don't actually have the stock shares. You have kind of a claim to a share, and chances are you and a couple others do as well. That's kind of a different topic. But the other thing is that a corporation can create stock shares, raise a lot of money, and then create more stock shares, and you wouldn't even know it. In that case, if you can use a blockchain that's public, where you have a copy of the corporation's database, or at least access to it, and you can verify that you own this stock share and the corporation is not actually creating more shares, so you can actually see all the activity that happens on a blockchain. But even in that case, the corporation is still a single point of failure, so the corporation can still run their own database. You can still have a private key, just like you would with Bitcoin or any other blockchain, that gives you access to the private database and allows you to make entries on that database. And you can still publicly see this one database that has all the coins or shares or stocks, whatever, on it, and see that they have not been, there haven't been new ones created, that all the total number is still the same, and that yours are still in your possession from a single database that corporation runs. So, I mean, still not really much of a need for a blockchain. So, yeah, if you hear somebody saying blockchain is great, I'll do this with blockchain, first reaction, please be skeptical, because unless they're creating their own money, they don't need a blockchain. And if they are creating their own money, please be skeptical, because if somebody's creating money that's not Bitcoin, then there's usually not really much of a reason for it to be created in the first place. Anyway, happy investing, and go blockchains. Bye, guys.